Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At the movies, it's the season of summer blockbusters. And while it's a little short of blockbuster status, a Boston-shot film, The Zookeeper, opened this past weekend at number 3 in box office sales.
Griffin, we need to talk.
The movie-making season is here, too. Around Massachusetts, Hollywood productions are setting up shop, including Ted with Mark Wahlberg and Adam Sandler's I Hate You, Dad. A lot of locals are getting in on the action, too, as extras, the background actors. What's it take to be in the movies as an extra? WBUR's Andrea Shea finds out.
Pick a film, pretty much any big film. Freeze a scene and look past the main actors. Notice the woman behind the counter, the people at the bar, the fans cheering in the stands like in The Fighter. They're all extras, or background actors, or atmospheric artists, as some like to be called. And they're in demand these days, with 4 movies being filmed in the Boston area, and more on the way.
Well, right now we're doing a film called Crooked Arrows, where we're going to need thousands of extras.
Angela Perry owns Boston Casting in Alston. Her company is busy this summer, handling extras casting for 3 of the 4 movies in production right now. Crooked Arrow starts in August. On a recent day, her staff scrambled to find female model types, ages 20 to 30, for the Mark Wahlberg movie Ted.
All right, so I still don't have any pretty girls.
I'm kind of freaked out.
Okay, is she non-union?
Yeah.
Perry is constantly searching for all types in a database of 60,000 potential extras, but somehow there are never enough. She encourages everyone, even me, to join the list.
You will get called to do a day of extra work. And then you have to go with a good attitude, pack a snack, bring a bottle of water, bring in the newspaper. And who's better than you having lunch with Mark Wahlberg? Who is better than you?
Perry's populated the arena in Lowell for The Fighter and the stands at Fenway Park for Fever Pitch. She's seen every kind of extra. Some do it for fun. Others see it as a springboard into acting careers. And while it sounds glamorous, it's actually demanding work and pretty complicated. Of the thousands of extras Perry casts for each big Hollywood film, the first 85 must be union members of the Screen Actors Guild of America or SAG.
The biggest benefit is the pay.
Douglas Bowen Flynn is an actor, also president of SAG's Boston branch. He's done his fair share of extra work, but says if you join a production as a non-union extra,
you get a bag lunch and to say you were on a movie set.
Non-union extras earn anywhere between $0 and $100 a day. Compare that to union actors who earn health care and all sorts of bumps in pay, including wet pay if you get wet, smoking pay if you have to smoke, haircut pay. The base rate is $139 for 8 hours, but Bowen Flynn says nobody in this business works just 8 hours.
Usually you're looking at a 12-hour day. So for the 9th and 10th hours, you get paid time and a half. For the 11th and 12th and 13th and 14th and 15th, you get paid double time. After 16 hours, you get what's called golden time, which is your daily rate every hour.
SAG background actor Peter McSwiggin almost hit that jackpot 2 weeks ago on the set of Adam Sandler's I Hate You, Dad. He and a bunch of extras were bussed in for a scene set in a fictional strip club called Bacon and Legs in Peabody. It wrapped at 6:30 in the morning, he recalls, just 15 minutes shy of that 16-hour mark.
In the 7 years I've been in, I probably get golden time maybe half a dozen times, and it's sweet when you get the paycheck.
Of course, McSwiggin, a 70-something retiree from Middleton, isn't in it for the paycheck. If he or any extra was, he says,
you'll starve to death.
Mick Swiggins worked background on a bunch of films, Company Men, Grown Ups, The Fighter, Bride Wars, but it's not like he's gotten much screen time in the final cuts. You can search for him in the Kevin Spacey movie 21 about the MIT Blackjack Club.
You only get a glimpse of me by the doorway. It's like Waldo, you know? Where's Waldo?
It's a small perk for a lot of long days and nights, McSwiggin says. You have to be patient as an extra and have endurance. Plus, it's serious work, according to Angela Perry at Boston Casting. Background actors need to be professional and play by the rules.
Nothing worse than a crowd scene and you got that one stupid guy who's looking right in the camera. Sometimes that could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to shoot that scene, and they can't use it because of that one stupid extra. And we take the flack for that.
And she says, if you do get on set, don't try to talk to Mark Wahlberg. But all the rules and downsides don't deter Peter McSwiggin from applying for more background work. He has the bug, he says, and is waiting on a call for Ted and is hopeful for the upcoming film Rest in Peace Department. It's supposed to start shooting this summer, and word on the street is the producers will need
2,000 zombies. So that means makeup and the whole bit.
Now that's a lot of bodies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.